AP News for this Saturday, March 11th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Flooding is forcing evacuations in parts of Northern California. In Tulare County,
there is an evacuation order for the Springville area. The Ponderosa area has an evacuation warning. Kings River has an evacuation warning, and the Kern River also has a shelter-in-place order.
Tulare County Sheriff spokeswoman Ashley Ritchie says a levee breach in Cutler has also created hazards there.
Widespread flooding, trees down, bridges collapsed, roads separated.
Evacuations are also ordered in Monterey, California, because of heavy rains from this atmospheric river. In Redmond, Washington, a podcaster's dead, along with her husband and the alleged gunman. Victim Zora Sadeghi told police the suspect had been calling her repeatedly with threatening messages, and a restraining order had been drawn up but not yet served. The gunman, who's from Texas, was found dead from a self-inflicted wound inside the home where Sadeghi and her husband lived. The battle for the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut goes on, with Russia making progress. Our Karen Chamas reports.
In muddy fields and dugouts near Bakhmut, Ukrainian forces fire a powerful howitzer 2S1 towards Russian positions. Ukrainian paratrooper Mikhail tells the AP, "It's hard to defend the Bakhmut stronghold because a lot of enemy forces are concentrated here."
Shockwaves in the Middle East with news of a diplomatic deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran. It was brokered by China. Hall of Fame coach Bud Grant has died. He took the Minnesota Vikings to 4 Super Bowls in 8 years. He was 95 years old. American Michaela Schifrin has set the record for the most World Cup victories with her 87th win today in Sweden. This is AP News. An iconic Paris cathedral prepares to reopen.
French officials say the reconstruction of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is going fast enough to allow its reopening to visitors and faithful at the end of 2024. That's less than 6 years after a fire ravaged its roof. France's culture minister, Rima Abdul-Malik, says that they still have work to do after the visitors return.
There will still be some renovation works going on in 2025.
Every day, about 1,000 workers endeavor to restore everything from the stonework to the stained glass to bring back Notre Dame. Scientists have identified the oldest known reference to the Norse god Odin on a gold disc unearthed in western Denmark in 2020. Lisbeth Emer is a runologist with the National Museum in Copenhagen.
It's one of the best executed runic inscriptions that I have ever seen.
She says the runes are evidence that Odin was worshipped as early as the 5th century. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.